Book 23. A Friend Consigned to Death. That was the way they grieved at Troy, retiring shoreward to the beach and Hellas waters, each to his ship. Achaeans turned away, but not the Myrmidons. Achilles held them undismissed, and spoke among these fighters. "Chariot skirmishers, friends of my heart, we'll not unharness our good horses now, but in our war cars, filing near Patroclus, mourn him in line. That is fit honor paid to a captain fallen. When we've gained relief in lamentation, we can free the teams and take our evening meal here." With one voice they all cried out in sorrow. And he led them, driving their teams with wind-blown manes, three times around the body, weeping. And among them Thetis roused their longing to lament. The sandy field, the gear of men, grew wet with salt tears, for they missed him bitterly, the man who turned the battle tide. Achilles led them in repeated cries of grief, laying his deadly hands upon his friend. "Patroclus, peace be with you in the dark where death commands, I even there. You see, I shall have soon have done all I promised you. I dragged Hector this far to give wild dogs his flesh, and let them rend it among themselves, and I have brought 12 radiant sons of Troy, whose throats I'll cut to bloody your great pyre. Such fury came upon me at your death." Shameless abuse, indeed, he planned for Hector, and laid the body face down in the dust beside Patroclus's bed of death. His soldiers now unbuckled all their brazen gear, freed the whinnying horses of their harness, and sat down in their hundreds all before Achilles's ship. Then to their heart's desire he made the funeral feast. Sleek oxen, many, bellowed and fell slack on the iron blade in slaughter. Many sheep and bleating goats and tuskers, roughed in fat, these beasts were singed, then held out, spitted in Hephaestus's flame, and blood ran streaming down around the body. Achaean peers induced Achilles now, barely prevailing on his grief and rage, to visit the Lord Agamemnon. And when they came up to the marshal's hut, they bade the clear-voiced criers there set out a tripod cauldron on the fire, thinking Achilles might wash off the blood that stained his body.